得胜的这样一个秘诀。
Okay, we continue to talk about the secrets of how David is victorious in all the things that he does.
那其实每一次讲道的时候呢，讲道之前我都会来等候神。
Every time we preach, I will wait upon the Lord.
那我都会问神，神啊，你愿意让我讲什么？我心里有很多可讲，但是你愿意我讲什么？
I have a lot of things to preach about, but I always ask the Lord, what kind of message do you want me to pray, to preach today?
那我觉得神还是让我要讲这个大卫得胜的这样一个秘诀，因为我觉得神要装备我们成为得胜者。
And I felt that the Lord want me to focus on this. The Lord want us to, want to equip us so that we can become victorious.
那得胜者的反面就是一个失败者。我们不会成为失败者，我们要成为得胜。
So the opposite of being victorious is being a failure. So we don't want to be a failure.
那今天我们继续的翻开圣经，撒母耳上23章。
Once again, we'll turn to First Samuel chapter 23.
那我们先来读一下，有英文的呢，你自己来读英文，我来读中文。
So we're going to read, but if you read in English, you can read it on your own. 1 Samuel chapter 23.
那这个有人告诉大卫说腓力斯人攻击基拉抢夺火场。所以大卫求问耶和华说我去攻打腓力斯人可以不可以。耶和华对大卫说你可以去攻打腓力斯人拯救基拉。跟随大卫的人对他们说对他说我们在犹大帝这里尚且惧怕何况用基拉去攻打腓力斯人的军旅呢大卫又求问耶和华耶和华回答说你起身驾基拉去我必将腓力斯人交在你手里大卫和跟随他的人往基拉去与腓力斯人打仗大大杀败他们又夺获他们的牲畜这样大卫救了基拉的居民亚西米勒的儿子亚比亚他逃到基拉见大卫的时候手里拿着一副的有人告诉扫罗说大卫到了基拉扫罗说他进了有门有栓的城困闭在里头这是神将他交在我手里于是扫罗召聚众民要下去攻打基拉城围困大卫和跟随他的人大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他就对祭司亚比亚他说将以弗的拿过来大卫祷告说耶和华以色列的神啊你仆人听真了扫罗要往基拉来为我的缘故灭城基拉人将我交在扫罗手里不掉扫罗照着你仆人所听的话下来不下来耶和华以色列的神啊求你赐死仆人耶和华说扫罗必下来大卫又说基拉人将我和跟随我的人交在扫罗手里不交耶和华说必交出来大卫和跟随他的约有600人就起身出了基拉往他们所能往的地方去有人告诉扫罗大卫离开基拉逃走于是扫罗不出来了大卫住在旷野的桑寨里常在西腹旷野的山地扫罗天天寻索大卫神却不见大卫交在他手里大卫知道扫罗出来寻索他的命那时他住在西腹旷野的树林里扫罗的儿子约拿当起身往那树林里去见大卫使他依靠神得以坚固对他说不要惧怕我父扫罗的时候必不加害于你你必做以色列的王我也做你的宰相这是我父扫罗知道于是二人在耶和华面前立约大卫仍住在树林里约拿当回家去了像我们先读到这里
So we'll stop right here
那你读这个故事的时候呢你发现是一个如果从这个战争这个故事的角度来讲呢，它不算是一个精彩的故事。
So if you read from a historical point of view, it's not very exciting.
大家可能看过一些好莱坞的大片，或者中国的一些什么谍战片，可能比这个要精彩多了。
So maybe the Hollywood movies or the things that you watch in the past may be more exciting than this.
那为什么要写在圣经里面？
Then how come it is recorded in the Bible?
那写在圣经里面就是变成了神的话。
Once it's in the Bible, it turns to the word of God.
你想想， 大卫在那十几二十年逃难的时候呢，有很多的事情发生，他打过很多的仗，为什么把这个仗记载在这里？
So in the tens and 20 years of his refuge, he had David had fought a lot of battles. How come this one was recorded in the Bible?
大卫大概在十几岁，不到二十岁的时候，那就逃避扫罗。他三十岁做王，至少有十年的时间，可能有二十年的时间，他在外面逃跑。那这里面中间有好多好多的事情发生。那为什么只有？这几段经文，这几个故事记载在里面呢。
So he was running away from Saul in his teens or maybe early 20s till so when he reigned over the Lord, over the king of Israel, he was about 30s. So in his 10s and 20 years of running away from Saul, how come these few stories are recorded in the Bible?
我相信撒母耳在写圣经的时候呢。写的时候肯定是祷告神说哪些东西要怎么写。
So I believe when Samuel recorded all these stories in the Bible, he must have inquired of the Lord what it should be recorded down.
神就告诉他说你把这个故事写下
来。God would tell Samuel, okay, write this down, this story, write down this thing.
大家知道那时候也没有纸张啊，好多写在羊皮卷上面。其实他每一个字啊都是要斟酌，要改不改写，他浪费，你知道吗？在羊皮上可浪费了，对不对？你要写哪些该记载下来，哪些那要仔细的斟酌。
So back in the day, people write things not on a paper but rather on a skin. So it's very precious. The skin is very precious. So every word has to be thoroughly thought about before you write it. So the things that is recorded must be very important.
就像中国的文字，古代记载下那个文字为什么难懂？因为它一个字有好多意思，它要很少的字要表达很多的意思。
Same as the Chinese character, how come a character is so few but contains so much meaning? Because one character has a lot of layers to it.
那要写的这些东西，纸张、羊皮还是竹签都非常贵，不能随便乱写。
So no matter whether it's paper or skin or bamboo sticks, like all these things are very, very expensive.
所以都是有非常具有选择性的要来写。
So they only write what is chosen.
那所以在这个地方写的呢，就变成了神的话。
So these things became the word of God.
那神的话写下来，在提摩太后书里面讲的很清楚，他说神的话呢，叫教导以后的人，教导以后的人。
So Second Timothy it clearly written that the things that are in the Bible is to teach the future generations.
今天我们在读这个故事的时候，你不要把它只当成一个故事，它的每一个字，每一个字，神都在说话。
So when you read the story today, don't think of it as just stories, because every word, every sentence has is a word of God.
那每一个字，我们今天没有那么多时间去仔细的来解释每一个字，但是你大家回去的每一个字都是有意义在里面。
So we cannot go into each and every single word, but please remember that every word it has its own meaning, a place in the Bible.
那比如说第十节，大卫祷告说：“耶和华以色列的神啊，这个阿字就有它的意思在里面。”
For example, on verse 10, it says, O Lord, the God of Israel. Then the word all has its own meaning.
那有些地方他就不讲这个阿字，对不对？他不讲这个阿字，不讲阿和讲阿有很大的区别。
So some place they just say Lord, but they don't say oh Lord. So the word all has its own meaning. It makes a difference.
撒母耳写这些的时候，不知道他明白不明白全部的意思，但是我相信他是忠实于神给他的托付。
So I believe when Samuel written all this, I don't know whether he understood what God wants him to write, but I believe that he was totally submitted to what God was telling him to do.
我讲这么多呢，就是大家在这个星期天，我们听到之后仔细的来听。其实我所领受的也可能只是很小的一部分，但是呢，当我解出来的时候，你知道，在现在的灵在讲话。
So, the reason why I'm telling you this is because, even though I may just perceive only a little bit from the Lord, but you have to pay attention so that your spirit can receive what the Lord is going to tell you.
那这个故事在讲什么呢？我所领受的第一个呢，就是说，大卫在他力量微小的时候呢，他就顺服主、服侍主、跟随主去。做他该做的事情。
So this is what I received from the Lord. When David was still in his weakness, he still chose to submit to the Lord and do what the Lord was trying was telling him to do.
为他的百姓，为神的百姓，为他的老乡，要付出代价，付上爱。
So he paid a price for his own countrymen, his own.As own people.
那你像这个，有人告诉大卫说，腓力斯人来攻打基伊拉了，想夺货场。那大卫呢就求问耶和华，说是什么呢？他说我去攻打呢，是腓力斯人可以不可以去？
So when people were telling him that, oh, the Philistine is attacking the people of Ceila, should I go? He asked him, asked the Lord whether he should go.Not.
那跟随大卫的人对他说呢，我们在犹大地尚且惧怕，何况往基拉去攻打腓力斯人的军旅呢？
And his own people said, we are afraid even in the land of Israel. How can we still go to the land of Ceila to go against the Philistine?
就是从跟随他的人的口里面看出来呢，就是他们是非常的惧怕，非常的弱小。其实那个时候大卫什么身份也没有，带了一帮人是什么欠债的、困苦的、逃难的来，就是说不是什么军队的，他们能打什么
仗？ So we can see that the people who were following him were afraid because they are the weak ones. They were the one who were in debt, who are unsatisfied, and they don't have anything. So they were afraid. They and David doesn't have any kind of like identity.Like he wasn't a king.
他说我们在犹大地尚且惧怕，为什么犹大地尚且惧怕呢？我们一逮到犹大，扫罗就来追杀我，对不对？扫罗带着大兵来，你现在哈明明的把自己显明出来，不但不保护自己，还要去牺牲自己，你在做什么，大卫？
So his man was questioning him. So even in Judah, you were afraid because King Saul is coming after you. How much more if you go in public, to go in the public, so everybody knows that you are in Ceila.
那大卫呢，他心里面有对他的这个百姓的一种爱，虽然他在逃亡，但是他有这样，他想去帮助他，他是一个战士，是一个勇士。
But David has the love for his own people. So even though he is running away, he's running around, but still he wants to save the people in Ceila.
但是大卫呢，在所有的困苦的环境里面呢，神让他开始一个事情，他是坚持做的，就是每一件事情呢都会求问神。
So David, even in his weakness, so in everything he will go first inquire of the Lord.
他就问神说：“我去会攻打腓力斯人，可以不可以
？”So he asked the Lord whether he should go to Ceila to fight against the Philistine.
那神说呢：“你可以去攻打腓力斯人。
”And the Lord said, "Go."
那后面还加了一句：“拯救基伊拉。
”And he, the Lord also added, "Go and save the people in Ceila."
就说这件事情的目的非常清楚，你要去拯救基拉，你的老乡，你的国人。
So it's clearly given to him that he should go and save the people in Ceila, save his own people.
那大卫一问的时候呢，神就说：“ 大卫为什么要问呢？因为他想做这件事情，但是力量可能不够，所以战战兢兢的来问神。他爱他的人民。
So why David inquired of the Lord because he wanted to go, but then he wasn't sure because he wasn't have enough strength. That's why he asked the Lord.
那后来，当他的随从告诉他这件惧怕的事情的时候呢，他又求问耶和华。耶和华回答说：“起身下基耶拉去，我必见非利士人交在你手里。”
So, his follower told him that they were afraid and they don't want him to go. But he again inquired of the Lord, and the Lord answered him, "Go down to Seila, and I'm going to give the Philistine into your hand."
那后来呢？因着神有话，他跟随神、顺服神呢，却大大的得胜。
So because he received the word from the Lord, so he went down and he was victorious.
那拯救了基拉人，基拉人肯定也很高兴，说大卫你来来来，坐在我们中间。
He saved the people of Seila. I believe the people in Seila must be very happy and welcome him to live among them.
那我刚才讲的就是大卫这样一个心，这样一种做法，就是在历练微小的时候就服侍主，跟随主呢。这在新约里面，新约时代，我们怎么样来应用呢？
So, how can we apply? So when David in his weakness, he still followed the Lord. So how can we apply to us today?
你知道我们今天好多的弟兄姐妹，就是等我的经济好了，我再服侍主；等我的身体好了，我再服侍主；等我的这个好了，我再服侍主；等我的孩子长大了，我再服侍主。但是呢，大卫就是在他软弱的时候，他就想服侍主，神讲话他就去做，是这样一个做法。
So a lot of people would say, okay, I will start serving the Lord when I am better in my health, or when I'm richer, or when my kids are older. But David, he chose to save the Lord in his weakness, in when he has only a little strength.
大卫这样一种心呢，这样一种态度和这样一种顺服的心呢，神非常的悦纳，而且因此他就被建造，这是在为他将来做以色列的王在做准备。
So God is very pleased, when David willing to serve him in his little strength, and God used this to build him up so that he can become the king of Israel.
我相信我们的弟兄姐妹，我们都知道神给我们的应许，将来和耶稣一起来做王，有很多天上地下的应许，但是这个应许怎么样来成就呢？
So there's a lot of promises for us today as a Christian that we are going to reign with him in heaven and also many other promises on earth. Then how can we fulfill those promises?
那这段经文写在这里就是在告诉我们，通过大卫的例子呢，让我们知道，在我们力量微弱的时候，就要服侍主。
So through the story of David, we know that we should start serving the Lord when we only have a little strength.
我们看看在新约里面也有印证。我们翻开启示录第三章第七节，看这个腓拉帖腓教会的例子。
We can also turn to, Revelation chapter 3, the Church of Philadelphia.
那这个腓拉帖腓教会呢是非常特别的教会，就是神给他很大的权柄，神非常的喜悦。那说到什么呢？就说他们特别在什么地方呢？
So the Church of Philadelphia is very special because God has given the church a lot of power.So especially it says, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. It says, he mentioned the key of David.
一提到大卫的钥匙呢，大家就知道大卫无论往哪里去，神都让他得胜。
So when you mention David, you know that wherever he goes, God made him victorious.
那这里讲到大卫的钥匙呢，就是他开的门没有人能关，关的人没有人能开。
It says when he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
弟兄姐妹，你是不是想有这样的祝福，这样的权柄？
So brother and sister, do you want this kind of blessing, this kind of authority?
那你要看看第八节讲什么？他说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守了我的道，没有弃绝我的名。
And verse 8 says that, I know your deeds, and I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my words, and have not denied my name.
就说腓拉铁腓的人做什么呢？在他在略有一点力量的时候呢，他就遵守了神的道，也没有离弃他的。
So Philadelphia, Church of Philadelphia, even though they only have a little strength, and yet they kept his words and have not denied the name of the Lord.
这里很关键的一点，就是在他力量微弱的时候，他遵守了神的道，顺服了神。
So the key word is when he was only have a little strength, a little strength.
啊，不是在他什么情况都好的时候，他去做了这个，
no.
而是在他力量微弱的时候，他做了。
Not in his strength, not in his prosperity, but when he was only have a little strength and he kept the word of God.
新约里面有另外一个教会，就是腓立比的教会，非常蒙神的悦纳。保罗，使徒保罗，不断的表扬他们，而且使徒保罗是最为安慰、最得安慰的，就是这个腓立比教会。
And also another church that was mentioned, Philippians.So, the Apostle Paul was very satisfied in this church.
你知道腓立比教会呢？一开始，这个保罗得到异象之后呢，就到腓立比去，就跟那个利比亚他们在河边去传福音。最后呢，就建立了这样的教会，都是一些没钱的一些妇女，包括带领的两个，后来带领的两个呢，也是妇女。但是呢，他们很小的一个教会呢，在保罗最困难的时候，他们把那个积蓄啊，把那个奉献就带给他，在监狱里面的时候也去看望他。
So, Apostle Paul founded the church of Philippi, in a riverside, so where women's was trading, purple cloth. So even though Apostle Paul was put into jail, so these people continue to help and serve them.
但是你如果读哥林多前后书的时候，你发现了哥林多人非常的富裕，哥林多的教会人也很多，但是他们奉献的时候呢，所手所脚，保罗就拿腓立比书，你看马赛多尼亚的、马其顿的什么，在奉献上面给你们做了榜样。
So when you read about Corinthians, when you understand the church in Corinth, they even though they were prosperous, but when they giving tithes and offerings, they were very stingy in a sense. So Paul was using Macedonians, so Philippi, as an example to show the church in Corinth.
那腓拉铁腓教会，因为他在力量微弱的时候，在服侍属遵守神的道，那后面的应许是非常大的。在普天下人受试炼的时候，要免去他们的试炼。
So the church in Philadelphia, because he submit even in his little strength, so his promises was great because it says, that.I will keep you from the hour of trial when it's going to come upon the whole world.
大家要不要这样的应许啊？在普天下人受试炼的时候，我的试炼没了。大家是不是很喜欢这样？
So do you want this kind of promise when the whole world is upon the hour of trial, and yet the Lord will keep you from it?
后来还有更大的应许，说得胜的，我要叫他在我的神殿里面做柱子，从此以后呢，永不离开的。
And there are even greater promises to that, and it says that he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, a pillar, so it will, and never again will he leave it.
你知道耶稣向另外的教会讲话的时候说，我把灯台，你如果不悔改，我把灯台要从你的中间拿走，甚至你的名字要从生命册上涂抹。但是个腓拉铁腓教会说，你要在神的殿中做柱子。
So imagine that Jesus, when he was talking to the other churches, is he said that I will remove the lampstand if you do not obey, or he will say that I will remove your name from the book of life. And yet to the church in Philadelphia, he said, I will make you a pillar and will never again I will leave it.
那这是不是我们觉得非常吸引人的应许啊？
Is it a promise, some kind of promise that are very attracted to you?
记得这是在力量被说的时候遵守了神的道。
Because they obey in his little strength.
那所以我们要在这个力量被弱的时候呢要来遵守神的道。
So when we only have a little strength, we have to obey the word of God.
就像那个穷寡妇在新约里面奉献的时候他拿了两个小钱。耶稣说他奉献的比所有人奉献的都多因为别人是有余的他是养生的都拿出来。
Just like the widow who gave in the synagogues, even though he only gave like two little coins, still Jesus said she has given more than she had.
那事实上这种在这个微小的时候呢来遵守的那个神的那个赏赐是很大很大。
So when you give in your strength, and your reward will be great.
那讲到这个，就是将来呢，普天下人受试炼的时候，免去你的试炼。我来讲一个革命故事。
So when we talk about how he will keep us from the hour of trial, I wanna say this story.
你知道，在这个战争里面呢，将军死最后一个死，是不是？
So, for example, if you are in a battlefield, the commander or the general should be the last one to die because the soldiers are in the front fighting, but you are behind.
我记得有一段故事是什么说，就是当时这个彭德怀元帅呢，就说他是要骑马。给他拉马的那个人呢，后来抱怨说：“你骑马，我拉马，你凭什么就骑马，我就拉马？”
So there was a old Chinese commander. So he was riding on a horse, and there's another soldier who was pulling the horse, and he complained because he said, "How come you are riding on a horse and I'm pulling your horse?"
那彭德怀说：“那么我们换过来。”换过来，你就骑在马上，你来思考作战的计划。
And the general said to him, "So, let us switch. You sit on a horse and think about a battle plan."
那你来指挥千军万马。
And you will go and send commands to all the soldiers and all these chariots.
后来这个喇嘛的后来他知道这个他错了，就在彭德怀的面前就。道歉。
And this soldier felt he knew that he was wrong, and he apologized.
这次就是在这个中国这个十大元帅彭德怀当时在一个战役里面的一段故事，小说里面写。
So it's one of the stories that's written in a fiction or in a novel about one of the Chinese generals.
那将军会免去这样的试炼，这个千灵荡雨的试炼，因为他已经打过那样的仗。
So the because why he was safe from all this kind of a threat of life because he was already in the battlefield before.
那所以就我们要经历这个战争，经历这些东西，我们要得胜。所以圣经讲呢，你在小事上忠心，我就把大事托管给你。
That's why we should experience these things first, because in the Bible it says, if you submit in the little things, a greater thing will be given upon you.
那我们今天很多人可能讲希望在做梦啊，我将来有很多财富、财产，或者有这个权柄啊，有公司，有这样那样。其实呢，要。经历很多的试炼，要经历很多的考试。
So some people maybe daydreaming about future riches or having a big company or having some kind of authority. But still, you will experience little trials or tests first before you accomplish greater things.
所以神让我们呢，作为主的儿女、主的仆人呢，当我们力量微弱的时候，就要去服侍，不要等到说是力量刚强的时候。
So as children of God, servant of God, we should start serving the Lord in your little strength. We shouldn't wait until we are all well.
你越等呢，越软弱。
So the longer you wait, you became weaker.
你有没有听说过，等我的身体好一点，我再去锻炼？
Have you heard that? Oh, I will start exercising when I have a better health.
告诉你，人呢，通过锻炼身体才能好，是身体好的时候才去锻炼。
So only through exercise we can become healthier. It's not that when we become healthier, then we start exercising.
圣经上的原则就是这样，是一个信心的原则。所以当那个治病的时候啊，耶稣说：“你把手伸出来。”手都枯干了，他说：“你伸出来。
”So
伸出来，手就好了。
So same as the Bible, so when a man with a withered hand, Jesus said to him that stretch out your hand first. When you stretch out, your hand will be healed.
那个人手一伸呢，他就手就好了。如果他没有信心的话，说耶稣，我的手本来是坏的，你怎么叫我伸啊？一伸的话，本来不流血都会流血。
So if he has only a little faith in Jesus, he might say, "Okay, oh Jesus, how come you ask me to stretch my hand? My hand is already withered. I cannot stretch it. If I stretch, I may bleed. Blah blah blah, something like that."
那所以就是说，神的道呢，就是一个信心之道，必须是。他是跟世人看的是相反，就你信心的这样做的时候呢，你身体越来越好，你的爱也越来越大。
So the way of the Lord is by faith. So the more you practice, the more you will gain.
这个故事很多，例子也很多，等一会大家也可以讲。我觉得我们教会有很多人有这样的经历。
So there's a lot of example to this, a lot of testimony. I believe a lot of testimony are similar happening in our church.
那这是第一点我讲的，就是力量微小的时候就服侍主，这是大卫讨神喜悦的一点。
So this is the first thing I want to share about David, that when he only have a little strength, he submitted, he served the Lord.
他这样的服侍是要付出牺牲的。
So his service is he needs to pay a price for this kind of service.
那第二点我要讲的呢，就是说，你后面呢，就是说他这个第二件，我要想再总结一下。他我要讲的呢，就是说，你发现你帮助了很多人，人家反过来呢，不帮助你，还要出卖你。
So second thing I want to share is that a lot of times you will find that when you help someone, not only he did not want to thank you, and yet he want to turn his back against you and betray you.
有时候我们讲到的时候呢，我们想挑一些比较正面的来讲，但是神一直告诉我说个神的话呢，也不能这样去讲，把一些东西拿出来讲，另一些不讲，你没有在预备装备神的儿女。
So I've been trained to teach things about the Bible, not only just the positive, but also the negative, because I've been told by God that if I only focus on the positive, I am not telling you the truth. I'm not training God's people.
那我刚才讲了，为什么把这个故事写在圣经里面？因为神知道。这样的事情在以后必然要发生。
So I mentioned earlier, how come this kind of stories are written in the Bible? Because these kind of things is surely to come in the future.
就是基拉人呢，就是大卫帮助他们，救了他们，最后呢， 当大卫需要保护的时候呢, 神清楚地告诉大卫, 他们会出卖。
So the people of Keilah, even though David helped them and saved them, and when David inquired of the Lord, and the Lord told him that definitely these people are going to hand you over to Saul.
那为什么写在圣经里?
And how come it is written in the Bible?
这样的东西写在圣经里面要做什么？是要表现谁的好吗？
So what is the purpose of writing them in the Bible?
是要来宣扬大卫好呢，还是基拉人好呢？ 他是要把人性的美要彰显出来吗？
So is it telling people that how great David is or how wicked people with Sila is, or like what's the purpose?
你知道我们好多时候看电影啊，看一本小说的时候，这个作者他对一个主题有一个目标啊。我们有好多的文化人呢，最后的结局一定要好，因为你要鼓励人，是不是？
So when you have seen a lot of novels, stories, so the ending part is all good and well.
那神的话语，圣经这么宝贵的纸张，为什么把这样一个故事写在这里？
So the word of God, the precious word of Bibles, and how come this story is recorded?
就是神要告诉神的儿女，这样的事情必然要发生。
Because God is trying to tell his people that this kind of things is definitely going to happen.
你不要对人抱着过分的这种盼望，而是你要把盼望放在我的里面。
So do not have hopes for people, but you should put your hopes in God.
你不要因着人的软弱，你就恨恶他们，不帮助他们，你还是要去帮助他们。
So do not, you still have to help people even though they are in their weakness and they want to betray you. Still, you have to help them, no matter what.
那我们可以看看这个提摩太后书，提摩太后书第三章，就是说圣经预言到末后的状况是怎么一个状况，就是我们要非常清楚，我们要面对很多的事情。
We can turn to Second Timothy chapter 3. It prophesies about the future generation, the godliness in the last days.
那这里呢讲到的是，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自狂狂傲，谤德，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不节怨。 豪说谗言，不能自悦，心情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱养乐，不爱善，有金钱的外貌，却违背了金钱的实意。这等人，你要躲开。
So it says there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous,
那这里讲到呢，就是卖主卖友，这些东西它都会越来越普遍。他说这是，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，就是说在保罗的那个时候，他没有这样危险。他说末世必有危险的日子来到，人就变成这样。So
things are going to happen in the end times. So during the times of Paul, this may not yet happen, but in the end days, these kind of people are going to be like that. People are going to behave like that.
那现在你看的时候呢，这些就是在讲现在的人，是不是？专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸。So
when you read this, it's just like an ourselves nowadays. People are just lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
那所以呢，就是生写在这里，写在大卫的故事里面，就是让人知道，你要面对真实。 人要面对真理，你要面对真实，不要在虚晃里面活着。So
when we read about David, when we read about this, God's telling us we need to live in reality, but not in a false perception.
人要活在信心里面，但是不是活在幻觉里。So
we need to live in faith, but not to live in a a false perception.
那大卫的信心标箱在哪里呢？他就求问神，又求问神。
So, David, how come he was faithful? Because he always seek the law, seek the Lord.
那第十节刚才说的，耶和华以色列的神啊，你仆人听证了扫罗要往基伊拉来，为我的缘故要灭城。基伊拉人见我交在扫罗手里不交，扫罗照着你仆人说听的话下来不下来。耶和华以色列的神啊，求你指示仆人。
So, back in the first Samuel, God said, "Oh Lord, Lord of Israel, so will the citizen, your servant have heard that Saul is planned to come to Sela and destroy the town on account of me. So will the citizen of Sela surrender me to him? Will Saul come down as your servant have heard, O Lord? Tell your servant."
他大卫的方法呢，就是怎么样？就是来问神，这个是他依靠神，相信神，这样呢就保护了他。
So David always come and seek the Lord, ask the Lord. So because he always asked the Lord, it saved him, saved him from a lot of evils.
弟兄姐妹，就说这样的故事写在这里，让我们知道人性的软弱，让我们知道神的美好。
So this story is written in the Bible so that we will know the weakness in our human flesh.And greatness in God.
那怪不得大卫写在诗篇里面说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
That's why in the Bible, David wrote that, "The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want."
他把我领到青草地、溪水边。
He lead me to a green pasture. He lead me to the.
那这就是怎么样对待大卫？你看，就是把他从敌人的手底下就领出来。
So that's what, how he lead David. He was leading him out from the hands of the enemies.
我相信作为人来讲的话呢，大卫也想就说在基伊拉好好过几天日子，我救了他们，他们也把城门打开让我住在里面。这些人应该爱我吧，应该有点感恩戴德吧。
So I believe David want to have some kind of peace in the town of Sela because he saved their lives. He want to stay. He want to have some kind of, he want to be appreciated by the people of Sela.
这是人之常情，但是呢，神告诉大卫，因着这些人的软弱，因着他们害怕扫罗，将来就把你会交出来。
So, but God told him, but because Sela, people in Sela are free, so that they are going to hand you over to Saul.
那就是他不断的来依靠神，而且在以后的日子里面，你看大卫怎么样来对待基伊拉各个城市的人，大卫的信心非常的宽大。
So you are going to read about how David treated people of Sela or other towns later on in the Bible. So you will know that how great his heart was for his people.
那因为神不断地来加给他信心。
Because God continued to help him in his faith.
弟兄姐妹，今天我的旁边有好多的这样的事情会发生。也正在发生，就是说你帮了人，人家不但不领情，反过来呢，一叫什么，一恶报上。
So things going to happen like that in your life as well. You maybe you will help someone, but not only they did not thank you, and they will come back and like bite you from the behind.
神通过这些故事呢，在告诉我们什么？就这些事情是非常。普遍的，我不能说是非常正常，是非常普遍。
So God is trying to tell you this kind of things is quite common. I cannot say it's normal, but it's quite common.
让神要让神的儿女要做什么呢？就说你要认得人，罪人就是罪人。
So God is trying to tell His people, you have to know about people because we are just humans.
你要把希望。要寄托在，要放在我的身上，在耶和华的身上。
So you have to put your hopes in God, in the Lord.
那这个是对我们来说是非常的重要，因为现在包括我们的家人啊、朋友啊，好多时候因着个人的软弱，因着环境的艰难逼迫，好多人因着软弱就不能，没有办法来帮助曾经帮助过他的人。
So because in our own weakness, in our own little strength, all the things that have hurt us before, because of all this, we cannot help people.
但是弟兄姐妹，不要因此就失望，也不要因此呢就不帮助别人，就像大卫一样，继续的做他当做的事。
But please do not let down by all this. Do not be us. Do not stop helping others because of this. We have to learn from the story of David.
所以呢，神让我们要去宽恕是非常重要，时时都要宽恕别人。
But that's what God wants us to forgive. So always forgive others.
时时都要怜悯别人。
Always have mercy on others.
那事实上，基拉包括其他犹大的城市呢，在大卫后来作王的时候，对大卫都非常的忠心。
So indeed, in the later days when David became the king of Israel, the town of Keilah and other towns are very dedicated to this king.
那忠心不是说他们就是好人，而是说呢，就说因着大卫能够忠心神呢，那些人有安全感来跟随他。
So they have faith in David. Oh, sorry.I kind of lost it.
就是不是说他们是好人，而是因着神和大卫同在，给这些人有安全感。
So not because they are good people, but because they have, faith in David. So they follow David.
Because David's faith in the Lord, they feel safe.
Okay, good, sorry.
那你看到呢，神在这个地方呢，亲自的来保护大卫。下面说呢，就是扫罗追杀，亲自神来保护。十四节节呢，大卫在旷野里，在西弗的旷野，扫罗天天凶索大卫，神却不见大卫交在他手里，他神就是他的保护。
So, the Lord have indeed saved David because under verse 14 it says David stay in the desert, but day after day Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands.
我们好多时候希望人来保护我。那就像大卫希望基拉人来能够保护他一下，很多时候会失望。那今天呢，大家让每一个人都把眼睛转向神。
So a lot of times we are hoping that other people can protect us, just like David. He was hoping that the city of Keilah will protect him, but yet God protected him instead. So we have to know that God is our protector.
那就像我们电影里面的那些故事啊，这个英雄救美啊，这个女孩子哇，这个人能救我，就嫁给他，就是他可以保护我。
So in the movie, you will see that a beautiful woman will put her love to a man who can protect her.
那今天呢，好多的婚姻里面为什么出问题呢？因为人把期待都放在对方的身上。
So that's why a lot of marriage break down because we put our hopes in humans, like our spouse, instead of putting our hopes in the Lord.
所以会带来很多的失望。
That's why it leads to a lot of regrets or sorry.
这个问题不是出在对方不好，或者是他让我失望，而是呢，我们要明白真理。
So.It's not because the other people are letting you down, but we should know the truth.
那真理就是这样，今天写在撒母耳记23章，写在提摩太书第三章，这就是一个真实的一个世界的状况，人的状况。
So the truth is written in 1 Samuel 23, and then also 2 Timothy in chapter 3. So that's the reality we are living in right now.
那真理也是呢，大卫因着他求问主，依靠主呢，他就躲过这一切的灾祸啊。
So when David seeked the Lord, he was able to be saved from all these kind of calamities.
但是也感谢神，神不仅仅是让我们在这群人里面打搅，他又把约拿单来踩到大卫的身边。约拿单这个人呢，对大卫带来极大的安慰。
So God also sent Jonathan to David, so he bring a lot of comfort to David.
那这里我要讲的就是神会预备和你同行的人，鼓励你。
So what I'm saying is that God,
什么事情发生，神也会预备一些人，他真正明白，真正来扶持。
So I'm saying that God's going to send people like Jonathan who knows the Lord, who knows the words to come beside you to encourage you.
那神差派了谁来呢？就扫罗的儿子约拿单来。
So God,
嗯。
So God sent the son of Saul, Jonathan, to David.
但是约拿单呢，本来他是太子，他应该是继承王位的。他给大卫说什么？你必要做吧。
So Jonathan is the son of Saul. He should be the coming king. But yet he said to David that David, you are going to the king. You are going to be the king, and I will be the second to you.
那十六节讲什么呢？就是十六节，扫罗的儿子约拿单起身，往那树林里去见大卫，使他依靠神得以坚固。就说这个约拿单呢，他的对神的信心很大，他来帮助大卫呢，要依靠神得以坚固，他让他要对神更有信心。
So and verse 16 it says Jonathan went to David and helped him to find strength in God. So Jonathan has a great faith in God, and he was sent by God to help David to find strength.
弟兄姐妹，就说你读到这里的时候，我不知道如果你是大卫的话，会有什么感受呢
？So when you read about this, if you are David, what do you think?
我想大卫可能约拿单走了，他在那面就开始流泪了。
So maybe he will start crying after Jonathan left.
本来这个约拿单是扫罗的儿子，他要做本来就要做王的，他可能杀我，他跟扫罗一起来追杀我。可能是正常的，但是他没有。而且这基拉人呢，本来他们要来感谢我的，他们没有。这是多么可笑的一件事情。
So son of Saul, the coming king, and yet he did not come to kill David, and he was here to comfort David, and yet and the people of Ziklag who David had helped, who they should protect David and yet they surrender him to Saul. So what do you think David is feeling right now?
你要知道大卫直接的威胁着约拿单的王位，你明白？扫罗那个时候是王，约拿单是长子，他就把王要传给长子。大卫威胁的就是约拿单的王，但是约拿单反过来扶持他，他与大卫心里会怎么想？
So Jonathan supposed to be the coming king because David's presence is a threat to his throne, and yet he's willing to even though David is threatening his kingdom, and he was still there to support David.
你知道这样的事情是出自于神还是出自于人呢？大卫非常清楚，这是出自于神。
So this kind of things, do you think it's from man or from God? And David knew exactly that it was from God.
你知道，基拉人出卖他，这个，让这个大卫对神更加的依靠。他知道这是，这个人性的软弱，他更要依靠神。从大卫，从这约拿单的行为里面，他也知道这完全是出自于神，不是出自于人。
So from the people of Ziklag, he knew that in their weakness, they're going to hand him over. But from Jonathan, he knew that it was from the will of God, that God is going to put him as a king.
约拿单如果是出自于人的话，他一定帮助扫罗把大卫杀掉，因为他是要做王的，大卫威胁着他的王位。
If that is the will of man, Jonathan will definitely stand beside his father to kill David. But he did not.
大卫呢，一辈子他就经历神，经历神的作为。
So in David's all his life, he is been experiencing the miracle, the things of God.
就像刚才这个我们敬拜的时候，歌里面唱的，纵让仇敌四面攻击我，我在你的怀里也不怕遭害。他就一直在经历这样的神的恩典。
That's what we have sang early on during the worship, that even though the enemies is besieged besides me, and yet God is going to rescue me.
其实我自己也有过不少类似的经历，就是说希腊人的也有，约拿单也出现过在我的生命里。
So I have similar experience in the past. I have met my people of Siala. I also met my Jonathan.
好多时候非常的感动，就知道是神在我的旁边，这是神的作为，不是人的作为。
So a lot of times it really touched my heart because I knew that was the hand of the Lord.
我记得在这个刚来温哥华的时候，那个时候我们家里被人偷了，偷了呢，我们就准备搬家，所有的东西都偷光，搬家。搬家的时候呢，在那翻译。
So I remember when we first came to Vancouver, so our house was robbed. They took everything from our house, so we were prepared to move to a different place.
所以呢，就是说我们本来说好的一个人呢，他来不了呢，后来我们就给教会打电话，但是教会呢，对我们也不熟悉，我们打了很多电话，一个人都没有出现。
So we called someone to help us to move, but this person didn't show up, so I called the church, because the church was familiar to us, and then they don't really know us. We made many phone calls, and no one came.
那最后我们的床垫啊，什么东西放在门外面，都要下雨，还是下雨了，我们很着急。
So we have our mattresses out and in the doorways and outside.And it was going to rain, and we were very worried.
结果我们楼里面的三个年轻人，是他们其实才十几岁，这个富家之地、富二代，出来以后呢，他们立刻就帮我。
And so in my building, there are about three young men in their teens. They are rich young men, and they came and helped us.
因为这三个年轻人呢，事实上我们对他们不抱任何的希望。我们当时对他们有点看不起，我们给他们传福音，但是呢，他们成天就是喝酒抽烟，也不好好学习。那是我们因着传福音的缘故呢，跟他们建立了一些关系。
So these three men, we didn't really trust him, because even though we've been telling them about the Jesus Christ, they had never received the Lord, and they also still they were always smoking, drinking, so it wasn't.Putting our hopes in them.
我们就偶尔就是过圣诞节，看着他们比较孤单，家也不在这里，就请他们吃饺子，带他们去布道会，就仅此而已。
So during Christmas, because we knew that they had nowhere to go, so we invite them over for dumplings, and also we took them to some kind of service before in the past. So that's all our communication was.
这三个人从来没干过重活苦活的，都是富家子弟。
So these three men, they never did any like hard work in the past because they were very rich.
结果他们就出现了，他们叫我王斌哥，那时候我也不是牧师，王斌哥、肖三姐，我们来帮你。
So these three men came, they called me older brother, because I wasn't a pastor back then. So they said, okay, let us help you.
我们非常非常的感动。
And we were very touched.
就像这里的这个约拿单一样，其实我们觉得他们最不该帮我们的就来帮我们。
So just like the Jonathan in the story, so the person who...Really shouldn't be the one who helped us, but came to help us.
非常的感动。
We were very touched.
那另外也讲一个故事，我们在刚去堪萨斯读神学的时候，去之前就说有好多，我们也希望有一些支柱吧， 就是有人能跟我们一起奉献啊，这样那样的，能够来资助我们，我们一分钱也没有。
So, also another story. Before we went to Kansas City's, and we didn't have any money, we were hoping that we can get some kind of support or some kind of offering so that we can help us to go through the Bible college.
当然，我们教会里面有一些真的很富有的人说：“你们去吧，没问题的，我们会来资助你的。”
So there are people who has some kind of some money in the church, and they said, "Okay, just go. We will help you. We will support you."
我们去了以后呢，我们第一个月就是我出了一次大车祸，同时呢，我太太生病。
So the first month. In Kansas City, I had a big car accident. At the same time, my wife was sick.
我们在那边并没有保险，医疗的保险，所以呢，长话短说，就是经济上很快积蓄就很快就很快就没了。
So to make the story short, we didn't have any medical insurance back then. So very soon we were out of money.
我们好多时候去开信箱，希望就是说看到，曾经有一些人，弟兄姐妹说会来帮助我。但每次开信箱呢，都是非常失望。
So because some brothers and sisters promised that they are going to help us, so every time we open our, the mailbox, we were hoping that we will receive something, but we always disappointed.
那我讲这些呢，并不是说那一些曾经答应过我们来支持我们的，我们不是在讲他，我们真的非常理解他，但是当时这样一个失望的心情，那是真的是非常失望。
So I'm not saying anything against those people who promise us because they have their own needs as well. I'm just saying that I was really disappointed back then.
后来我们申请一个神学院的奖学金。但是呢，因为我们是灵恩派的，他们就拒绝我。
And so we asked for the scholarship as well because they think that we were 灵恩派叫什么？Because we're charismatic, so they do not believe that. I mean, sorry, they didn't want to give us the money because we're a charismatic church from a charismatic church.
当我们拿到这个拒绝信的时候，我们两个人坐在沙发上就流泪。
So when we received this letter of rejection, we started to cry.
但是在这个时候呢，出现帮助我们的一个人呢，很奇怪，他就是在神学院里我们最看不起的那个人。
But at this time, someone came and helped us, and this person was in our Bible college, but we didn't really like him.
他就是撒旦教里面出来，上个礼拜我见过在撒旦教出来，非常的粗鲁，全身都是纹身，结果他拿钱来帮助我。
So this person came out from Satanism, so he was all tattooed all over his body. I mentioned that last week, but he came and gave us some money.
那我们想呢，就是说他可能美国人嘛，在美国赚钱也比较容易，后来成为朋友以后呢，发现。其实他没有什么技能，而且他的腰椎生下来就是不直的，腰常常痛，是靠亲戚来赚一点的钱来付他的学费。
So at first we, as 哦，好感动，我都想哭。At first we thought, that he's American, he must have some kind of money. But later on, we found out this person, he had a bad. He when he was born, he.He had a back problem, so he wasn't able to do anything, and he doesn't have a lot of knowledge, so he was only supporting himself by doing cleaning.
他生下来的时候，他长到那么大，他也不知道他爸爸是谁。妈妈成为基督徒，一直为他祷告。他在撒旦教里面，放毒、吸毒、杀人。
So he never knew his father. So his mother always prayed for him. He was in Satanism, and he was a drug dealer, and he was doing a lot of bad stuff, like you know, murdering and stealing and all this kind of stuff.
因为他全身都是蛇呢，纹的蛇呢，他去好多教会，教会的人看他都是觉得很奇怪，所以他就在教会好像也不接纳他。
So because he has a lot of tattoos, like tattoo of snakes, so he went to a lot of church, but no one really accepted him.
他说即使有人去看起来接纳他呢，那些牧师就给他买这个长袖衣床，因为要来 cover 他的 tattoo， 也不是接纳他。
So even though he said, even though maybe some church will accept him on the surface, but still the pastor will buy a lot of a long sleeve shirt for him to cover all his tattoos. So indeed, in their heart, they did not receive him.
他说那些tattoo 也并不是他想要的，但是呢，去掉 tattoo 的钱比 tattoo 做 tattoo 的钱远远要多得多呢，要几万几万的来进，要把 tattoo 要去掉。
So he said he it's not that he wanted his tattoo, but because the removal of the tattoo is very expensive. It needs to be tens of thousands of dollars in order to remove it. So he wasn't able to do that.
我要跟大家上次讲了，他讲话非常的粗俗，但后来成为我们很好的朋友。他追女孩子追不了，他就到我们这儿来哭。
So I mentioned that last week that because he was a rough guy and he cannot find any girlfriend, so he came to us and cried.
他就说神感动他，要拿钱来帮助。
And he told me that God has moved him to help us, using his own money.
我这样的经历有点像大卫这样，就是最不该来帮助我的人他来帮助我，最该来帮助我的人他就没有来帮助。
So my experience is similar to David, that those people that I do not have hopes in them, and yet they came to help me, and those who I hoped for, but they did not come.
这些经历并没有让我对人失望，而是对神更加的有信心。
So this kind of experience do not, I did not let down by people, but yet I found hopes in God.
认识到呢，人就是需要神。That's all.
So I realized that man need God, that's all.
是神帮助了大卫，是神帮助了我，是神今天在帮助你。
So God helped David and God helped me, and it is God today who is going to help you.
神在适当的时候也会裁派约拿单这样的人来帮助你，鼓励你。
So in the right time, God is going to send people like Jonathan to help you, to support you.
好，我们一起做一个祷告，完了以后让大家有些回应。
So we'll pray and we will spare some time so you can respond.
神啊，是的，主，你的话立定在天。
Yes, Lord, your word established the heaven and the earth.
你通过大卫的经历，通过基拉人，通过扫罗、约拿等，让我们知道人是怎么样的。
So through the story of David, through the story of Jonathan, you and people of Keilah, you let us know what the reality is.
通过大卫的经历，让我们也知道你是怎么样一位神。
So through the story of David, you letting us know what kind of God you are.
不管人是多么的软弱和不信实，但是我们的神却是信实的。
Even though men are unworthy of trust and weaknesses, and yet God, you are our hope.
也让我们知道世上的人就是因着软弱会做出各种各样的事情，而且会越来越厉害，就像提摩太后书第三章讲的。
You know, people in our own weakness, in our own failures, we will start doing things just like, Second Timothy have prophesied.
主啊，但是你让我们依靠着你，信心不动摇。
And yet you want us to continue to have faith in you, so that we will never be shaken.
因着耶稣宽恕了我们，我们也能够来宽恕。
Because Jesus have forgive us, so that we can forgive others.
因着耶稣能够，因着主能够给我们一个第二次的机会，我们也给别人第二次的机会。
Because by Jesus you gave us the second chance, and just by the same we will give others the second chance.
神啊，是的，主，我们真的看到你怎么样帮助大卫，最终也给他的应许不折不扣的成就了。
So because your promise for David, and in the end it all accomplished.
今天你在我们弟兄姐妹在我们教会的所有的应许也必然要成就。
So today all your promises for our brothers and sisters is going to be accomplished.
那不管我们周围是基拉人还是扫罗还是约拿丹，但是我们都因此来所有的事情都让我们紧紧的来依靠。
So no matter there are Sila around us or Jonathan or Saul, and by no matter what, we will hold on to you and yeah, get hold of you.
神啊，是的，主，你特别的让我们的弟兄姐妹在家庭里面，在朋友中间，在教会里面有这样一个阳光，就是让我们真的明白世人都是软弱的，都需要你，我们能够去宽恕，彻底的宽恕。
Help us to have this kind of understanding that in our circumstances, we should always put our hopes in you.
因为他们需要你，就像我们需要你一样。
Because they need you just like as we need you, Lord.
所以主啊，你就继续的不断的让我们来靠着你的力量来服侍，来鼓励别人。
Help us so that by your help, we can continue to serve.
我们再次祷告，我知道主啊，今天的话语你在向众人在讲话。
We pray that I know that your words are speaking to all of us.
主啊，愿你的心意成就在我们的身上。
May your hearts be fulfilled in us.
愿我们每一个人都成为像大卫一样的得胜者。
May all people become people like David, a victorious.People. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.